we're with you. Happy evening to you, Mr. and Mrs. America. To all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and otherwise, all across this republic and around the world, I bid you welcome this evening, this Friday evening, March 16th, 2007. Thanks for joining us on the flip side. I'm Jeffrey Bennett. I'm back from several days over at the coast with my wife. Had family business to take care of. The great aunt who 2 weeks ago turned 94. I don't know what it is about the women in my family, but they seem to outlive the men by many, 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 many years. My uncle's been gone for nearly a quarter of a century now. But, hey, that's life. Or it's not. Thanks for joining us. The chat room is open. If you'd care to join us at www.federalobserver.com. While they've been gone, a lot of interesting things going on. Stock markets have continued to gyrate up and down. We're going to talk a little bit about some of that tonight. And stock markets have done it. Metals markets have done it. Everything I see shows oil at one point in time dipping down to the $58, $59 per cost of a barrel of oil, but I don't see gasoline prices dipping. I saw the cost of a gallon of regular unleaded fuel in California in one location for as high as $3.39 a gallon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, something is grossly, grossly wrong. But I guess those people over there just pay it. They certainly don't pray it. It's amazing. Let's take a look at today's market reports. Dow Jones Industrial Average today down about 49 and a quarter points to end the session at 12,110 points. NASDAQ was down 6 to end the day at 2372, down at nearly 125 points from where it was just a hair over a week ago, I think. S&P 500 down a little over 5 points to end the day at 1386. We don't really care. What did the metals do today? Well, the metals were relatively mixed. In the after hours, I'm showing gold currently at 352.70. That's up 385 on the day. Silver at 1315 an ounce. That's up 8 cents. Platinum up $2 for the day to end the day at $1,220 an ounce. There's some folks with IRAs right now that are very, very happy with the overall direction in the metals markets. But some of the things we're going to talk about tonight have got to make you question you as an individual, whether it's as an investor or whether it as an American who is trying to protect what little you may have left or, in some cases, how much you still have. And I think you're going to be a little surprised with some of the information we're going to share with you tonight. So I hope you'll stay with us for the next hour here on the Flip Side, brought to you in part by the Republic Trading Group. And you can now find us at, well, when we come back, I'll give you that website. RepublicTradingGroup.net is our new website. Stay with us. I'll see you in just about 3 minutes on the flip side of this commercial break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Well, I'm back with you. Once again, thanks for joining us on the flip side for this Friday evening. Jeff Bennett back in the studio after a few days out of here. I actually have a fair amount to get done tonight, but whether I complete it all or not is, at this point, not important. I want to share an interesting story with you. In going to the coast, I go for several reasons. We stayed in Long Beach, which is where Robbie and I had been sometime later last month, about this time last month. And I don't always go there, but I found it very relaxing and enjoyable. My wife and I stayed at a hotel that was not on the strip, so to speak, but across the harbor. And we arrived Sunday, and the first thing I wanted to do was go to this bookstore. It's an amazing bookstore. It is entitled Acres of Books. No, they are not online. This bookstore was founded in the 1930s by the woman's grandfather, who is since deceased. It is a marvelous collection of books, some very old books. I bought some books that were published back in the early 1800s. Some of the books I'm buying for the book's sake. Some I'm buying for the engravings and the plates and the artwork that's in them. But here's what became interesting. We arrived Sunday, I don't know what time, probably sometime around 11:30 or noon. Maybe it was a little bit later. I don't know. I don't really care. And as I went around the bookstore and then studied some very old volumes looking for specifics, I was in one section of the store and I was going through, once again, some old books that had interesting titles, and a wide variation of subject matter was not the issue. But in effect, this section was a history section, predominantly American history. And as I looked up on the top shelf, which, by the way, is about 9.5 feet in the air, I saw three interesting volumes, red in cover, and I thought I was able to detect something in the title. But I wasn't sure, and I asked the owner, Jackie. I said, "Jackie, do you have a ladder I can borrow?" She said, "Well, what is it you want?" I said, "Well, it's way up there. Why don't you just let me get up there and get it for you? Don't climb up there." She's a, you know, I say an older woman. I'd say she's probably in her 60s and late 60s. Not that that's old, but, you know, I don't want my favorite, I don't want my favorite bookseller or anything happening to her because she takes exceptionally good care of me. Well, I got up on the top shelf, got up on top of the ladder, and there were three volumes. And I thought that they were three copies of the exact same book, and I pulled down two of them and said, I'll take these two, one for myself and one for my friend Moishi in Phoenix. Well, she said, don't you realize that's a three-volume set of books? I said, well, how much are they, Jackie? She said, well, they're only $15 a piece, but I'll let you have the whole set for $40. Well, that's a $5 savings, but she also gives me 20% off at the register. I said, all right, I'll take all three volumes. Ladies and gentlemen, I have heard of these books most of my life. Many of you out there listening have heard of these books or have heard of the subject matter of these books. And I was quite shocked because I've never seen these books anywhere, not in a library, not at a garage sale, not at a yard sale, published in 1928 by Houghton Mifflin, I believe, and the Riverside Press in Cambridge. Now, Cambridge, of course, is located in Boston, Massachusetts. The book was arranged as a narrative by a gentleman named Charles Seymour, provost and Sterling professor of history at Yale University. Well, most of you know Yale is the home of the Skull and Bones. You know, that's the little club that Junior belongs to. Well, as I say, I'd heard of the books. I've heard of the subject. I've heard of the individual. Each and every one of you has here as well. The name of the books, Volume 1, 2, and 3, The Intimate Papers of Colonel House. Yes, that House. Colonel Edward Mandel House. The man behind the throne in the Woodrow Wilson presidency, which set this nation in the direction that it has gone in all these years, ladies and gentlemen. A profound find. No, the books are not for sale. They will remain in my collection for the rest of my life. And until such time that I choose to give them or pass them on to someone who knows what to do with them. Powerful, powerful stuff. Once again, chat room's open, www.federalobserver.com. Interesting conversation with our good friends. Boardman's in the room. FS, I don't know who F, is that FS? Yes. Gil in Germany's with us. Yes, we have a listener in Germany who joins us each and every night. Nat, Goldfinger, James is with us tonight. Jammer, Mule Train, Ollie, Omega, Rita, as always, you are welcome, my dear. Spirit Grow, Techie Terminus, my good friend Warhawk, and William Tell. If I only had the overture, Bill, I would take care of you. I was reading some of House's telegrams. They didn't have emails, you know, in 1914, etc. But I was reading some of them. The language was very carefully selected. Maybe as time goes on in the series of these broadcasts, we may choose some of his correspondence and share it with you so that we can go back nearly 100 years and understand the mindset of those who wish to take us over. Oh, I'm sorry, who have already taken us over. Terminus, I didn't mean to gloss over you. You know why? I'm not sure your name was up there at the time that I ran through it. Terminus, that quick. What I'm going to share with you the next 45 minutes in amongst around breaks is some interesting commentary that intertwines, and that is what I always attempt to do, is bring written material to you that ultimately intertwines, feeds off of each other, so to speak. What I'm about to share with you is by Elif Kaban, K-A-B-A-N, a man who is considered by many to be, if not the, certainly one of the top investors in the United States today. And I suggest that what he has to say is something worthwhile for everyone to listen to. Out of Moscow, Reuters, commodities investment guru Jim Rogers, and that's who we're talking about here, stepped into the U.S. subprime fray 2 days ago on Wednesday, predicting a real estate crash that would trigger defaults and spread contagion to emerging markets. Oh, Bennett, not this subprime stuff again. Yes, subprime again, because you can never have enough of a bad thing. Rogers says you cannot believe how bad it's going to get before it gets any better. This U.S. prominent fund manager told Reuters by telephone from New York. And yet this report comes to us out of Moscow. Simply amazing. It's going to be a disaster for many people who don't have a clue about what happens when a real estate bubble pops. It's going to be a huge mess, says Rogers. And by the way, Rogers has put $15 million, his $15 million Belle Epoque mansion on Manhattan's Upper West Side on the market, is planning on moving to Asia. Asia. Worries about losses in the U.S. mortgage market have sent stock prices falling in Asia and Europe this week, with shares in financial services companies falling the most. Some investors fear the problems of lenders who make subprime loans to people with weak credit histories are spreading to mainstream financial firms and will worsen the U.S. housing slowdown. AmeriQuest today announced they were cutting 3,000 people from their payrolls. AmeriQuest has been a huge lender. A huge lender. Real estate prices, according to Rogers, said will go down 40 to 50% in bubble areas. There will be massive defaults. This time it'll be worse because we have not had this kind of speculative buying in U.S. history. When markets turn from bubble to reality, a lot of people get burned. Good evening, Gringo. Rogers, who co-founded the Quantum Fund with billionaire investor George Soros in the 1970s, and is focused on commodities since 1998, said the crisis would spread to emerging markets, which he said now faced a prolonged bear run. He says, when you have a financial crisis, it reverberates in other financial markets, especially in those with speculative excess. And right now, there is huge speculative excess in emerging markets around the world, and there's going to be a lot of money coming out of emerging markets. He says, I've sold out of emerging markets except for China. And yet even in China, the world's fastest expanding economy, Rogers said stocks were overvalued and could go down 30 to 40%. If that happens in China, can you imagine what's going to happen to the stocks in the United States of America? A 12,000 Dow could just as easily be 7,000 or 6,000 once again. The last stock market bubble to burst in this country was the dot-com craze, which sparked a crash from March of 2000 to October of 2002. And when the last bubble burst in Japan, stock prices went down, get this, folks, 85% despite the country's high savings rate and huge balance of payment surplus. This is the end of a liquidity party, he said. Some emerging markets will go down 80%. Some will go down 50%. Some will most probably collapse. And so, my friends, thanks, Gringo. You're darn right it is. If you ever get up here, I'll show them to you, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where this is all going to lead the United States of America, but we have more to share with you over the next 40 minutes. Stay with me. I'll see you in 3 minutes on the flip side of this commercial break.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, Call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs. 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, my friends, to the third set of The Flip Side. Jeff Bennett behind the mic tonight as Robbie takes a weekend to do whatever. Actually, Robbie won't be back on the air till Tuesday now as we flip-flop. Next week's my long week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I've already got Monday's program basically ready to go. One of the guys in the chat room is saying, you know, Jeff, most people don't have a clue who Mandel House is. Well, let's put it this way. Mandel House is not a mortgage operation, subprime or otherwise. Mandel House is not a halfway house for Britney Spears or any of the rest of them. Oh, don't even get me started that way. Here we sit with this new adoption by Angelina Jolie. You want to make the world straight? Let Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt go adopt Danny Lynn, Anna Nicole Smith's kid. It'll certainly give her a better shot in this earth. And while she's at it, let them go adopt Britney Spears, not her kids, Britney Spears. Maybe she needs some straightening out. Anyway, who cares? Well, at one point this week, my friends, the Dow was sold off to under 12,000. You realize that that's almost, I don't know how many hundreds of points, almost a 700-point drop in the last few weeks? Now, it did recover to some degree, but the London Stock Exchange took a beating this week as well. Investors are jittery, those words from the Financial Times of London, over the subprime crisis in the U.S. European and Asian stock markets suffered their second biggest losses of the year this week. One thing is quite clear, volatility has returned. That long, lazy, self-assured, and complacent period that annoyed us for so long seems to be over. And good riddance! We are literary economists and market voyeurs. We like action, don't you? Won't you like something to look at, something to laugh at? There's now a restaurant in New York City that now boasts a so-called luxury pizza topped with, believe it or not, among other things, creme fraiche, 8 ounces of caviar, 4 ounces of lobster tail, and the price tag for this edible extravaganza, $1,000 for a pizza. Now, I don't know about you, but this seems a little bit too much and maybe a little bit too late. I saw an ad today for a guy that sells a hamburger for $395. $395 for a hamburger. Of course, the thing weighs 23 pounds. Whew, talk about a footprint. Never mind. For months, well, I guess for years, many of us have been watching, waiting, hoping that something has got to give, we keep saying. And when the end comes, we warned ominously, this can't go on forever. I've said this to you for many, many years, my friends. And yet I was beginning to wonder if it was true, or was I selling myself a bill of goods? The end may still be far away, but at least a few more people can see it coming. They've seen prices go up and down sharply. We're talking paper markets, the dollar itself. It doesn't take too much imagination to see these markets going down decisively, which means that the price of insurance is going up. Banks face rise in a cost of default protection, that says the Financial Times. Credit default swaps are going up, and so is the protection available to the average investor. This week, the VIX, whatever that is, reached its highest level since June of last year. I'm not even sure what the VIX is. What is gratifying about this sort of action is that it has genuine heroes and cads, people whom the gods reward for their virtue or destroy for their vices. Look at New Century Financial, for example, teetering on the edge of bankruptcy. We regret we couldn't have given it a push, but yesterday along came Barclays Bank to do what we could not. The British bank demanded $900 million, and they want it right now. New Century Financial. They were given a demand note for $900 million, and they can't cover their position. What do you think is going to happen? Oh, but don't worry about Barclays. All of our exposure to U.S. subprime lending is fully collateralized, it told the press. We do not envisage any material losses due to exposure to this sector. Well, I don't know about you folks. I'm not certainly privy to the details, but we can also perfectly well imagine that Barclays was misinformed. All the subprime debt was fully collateralized. That was not the problem. The problem was that the collateral was fraudulent. Fraudulent. Encouraged by rising property prices, aided and abetted by appraisers, mortgage brokers, and real estate agents, enabled by low document lending procedures, neither the subprime collateral, the subprime securitized debt, nor the subprime borrowers were worth what they said they were worth. And now with property prices falling in many parts of the country, it may be impossible to unload the foreclosed houses for anything near to what lenders had expected, especially if subprime troubles spread into the rest of the mortgage market, which I suspect they're going to continue to do. The reliance and judgment and reason will be pushed aside. Those words from 80-year-old economist Henry Kaufman in New York this past Tuesday night. What we found interesting was his use of the future tense, referring to the growing tendency to replace wisdom and experience in the financial markets with sharp calculations. If there's a half a point of yield to be gained by exchanging yen for ringgit, buying emerging market bonds, leveraging with Zlotskys, and hedging with euros. Even though the old-timers might judge it too risky or too complicated, the mathematicians will find it irresistible. But oh no, we fuddy-duddy literary economists are not the ones who have made money in the liquidity bubble. Oh, well, we're not complaining. Gold rose for a low of 252 in 1999 to around 640-something the last time we looked, 652 today. But the real money was made by those who reached for yield, leveraged it up, and sold on it. This week, we learned that Goldman Sachs actually outperformed analysts' expectations. Oh, yeah, the master of the masters of the universe. Masterfully masterminded, a masterstroke. Theirs is a masterpiece of, well, never mind. Hey, I'll see you in a couple minutes on the flip side. Stay with me, won't you?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. the American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, my friends, to the final half hour of Friday night episode of The Flip Side. Talking just before the break, I was referencing a report that had come out of Goldman Sachs. What became interesting is we talked about, The report referred to earnings in the first quarter. According to their report, the quarter ended on February 23rd. Interesting, only 4 days later, world markets sold off in a panic following a 9% drop in the Shanghai Composite Index. But wait a minute. On February 27th, Goldman was down 12% from its all-time high of 222.75 made on Washington's birthday just 5 days before. Pretty neat timing, isn't it? But there's something screwy about the whole report. The numbers, for all their pretended precision, never seem to add up. How can you have a quarter that ends in February? How could the whizzes on Wall Street make such errors about the value of their subprime debt? But, you know, like they, who says the top is in? Who says America's in decline? Who says the liquidity bubble is over? Who says there isn't more money to be made? We literary economists don't presume to know, and I guess we don't really pretend to care. But, my friends, I submit to you that the show, and that's what it is definitely getting more interesting. Wouldn't you think? And come just a few days from now, March the 21st, that is the day that the winds of change begin to blow in a different direction. For it is on that day that Iran has outlawed U.S. dollars. That's right, next week, March 21st, 2007, all dollar-denominated paper assets are outlawed in Iran. And frankly, that may doom other dollar-denominated paper assets. The markets are already speaking, my friends. In our opinion, the conversion of paper to real money, silver and gold, is the prudent course of action to take now. And why? It's very simple. You cannot buy insurance after the house burns down. After all, that's what gold and silver truly is. It is insurance. It is wealth insurance. Don't expect to buy it after the financial debacle begins in seriousness. Oh, it's not that it hasn't been serious, but it's been very carefully calculated. Very carefully calculated. If this market were, the stock market were where it belongs to be right now, it probably would be 5,500 points. What do you think your gold would be worth then, your silver? At least it would have allowed you to maintain a buying power. That's why we suggest you call us at Republic Trading Group. The phone number has not changed, even though the website has. Yeah, republictradinggroup.net, I believe. I've got it written down here somewhere, and I can't find it. Sandra gave me the information very late today, and I've got stuff all over the place. I've got so much stuff, so many notes written all over the place. I apologize if I am wrong. Ultimately, it'll lead you to eaglesup.com, but it is our way of being able to at least resurrect. But the phone number's not changed. Call us at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. It is time. It's long since past time to start getting your insurance in order. I got a call today from a guy who wanted to check on his tracking number for his order. And I said, well, what's your name, sir? Well, what do you need my name for? Well, how can I follow your order if I don't know who you are? Well, you're in Minnesota, right? I says, no, sir, I'm not in Minnesota. I said, I happen to be in Arizona, but if you ordered from Republic Trading Group, you ordered from our company in Round Rock, Texas. Oh, I'm confused. I don't know who I ordered from, but all I know is they said they were in Minnesota. I said to the guy, well, sir, I said, as fine a company as the company in Minnesota that you may have ordered from, I said, frankly, you paid too much. I wish you success. And we parted company. But that's the reality. They did pay too much. I don't care what the product is. You will pay too much. Call Republic Trading Group. All deliveries are being made. Most are being done in a very timely fashion. There's always a few things that'll hang it up, but we can't control them all. Let me share with you a brief column that came to us by Dan Amos, talking about paper money. He says, paper money is popular under democracies. Under the control of a central bank, paper money provides modern economies with the illusion of great flexibility and resilience. And without the rigidity of the gold standard, he says, bad bank loans are easily swept under the rug. That prevents the possibility of setting a Depression-era bank failure into motion. Contrary to popular opinion, he says, paper money is not wealth. Paper money is a claim on wealth. Stocks, bonds, mutuals, treasuries, any form of a dollar-denominated paper asset is nothing more than a claim on wealth. It is an illusion of wealth, but paper is not wealth. Even if you got wads of the stuff you're holding in your hands right now. You understand? Paper money is a claim on wealth. It only has value to the extent that it can be exchanged for things. A bushel of corn, a gallon of gasoline, a dental cleaning, maybe an Intel microprocessor. Or that share of stock. What's that company? You know, the one Kenneth Lay bankrupted? You see, my friends, when the government prints more money, it gives the public fixated on asset prices the illusion that they are growing wealthier, when in fact they're growing poorer. What it says on paper doesn't provide you with wealth. What you're holding in your hand in reality is what is wealth. As paper money becomes more and more plentiful, the producers of valuable products will eventually demand more units of money in exchange for their product or service. Daily celebrations of new Dow records fail to recognize the inflation behind this so-called ongoing move upward. Dr. Mark Faber is on the public record talking about a potential Dow 100,000 scenario. The scenario is possible if current trends continue. But we must remember that under this scenario, the price of everything will be increasingly increasing dramatically, leading to lower living standards. Think about a Dow 100,000, ladies and gentlemen. The cost of a new house, which might currently be at $400,000, would be at $4 million. Could you afford a $4 million house? Good Lord, help me. A stark example of consumer price inflation leading to declining living standards is the recent tripling of corn tortilla prices in Mexico. Protesters have marched in Mexico City demanding that the government do something about it. The government! God forbid that a government puts price controls on anything. Because it just means we'll pay more. Mexico's fairly socialist economy, and of course that's what they want to bring here, has produced a situation in which many citizens' incomes rely heavily on the government's entitlement spending. Mexican monetary policy must remain loose in order to keep the system afloat. The supply of pesos in circulation has been growing 15 to 20% over the past year. Misjudging the root cause of tortilla price increases and exploding monetary supply, populist politicians have blamed monopolistic tortilla companies such as Grupo Gruma and have enacted price controls that will only worsen the future supply picture. Hey, gringo, do you buy those tortillas from Grupo Gruma? Eh? Once the stage for easy pesos was set, my friends, the final catalyst that sparked the Mexican tortilla price explosion was the U.S. government's boneheaded policy of subsidizing corn-based ethanol. And according to Glenn Beck last night, big subsidy money, big amounts of pork have been donated to help store peanuts in Georgia. An insanely horrible amount of money. And that was only the beginning of it. High corn prices have attracted all excess supply away from international markets, causing a shortage in Mexico's regular imports from the U.S. So let's see, we don't get corn tortillas, but we're going to be able to buy ethanol real cheap, right? Okay. But, friends, paper money inflation is not confined to Mexico. Loose U.S. monetary policies and ethanol subsidies are combining to form a future perfect storm in the price of basic food ingredients. And those holding their breath for imminent Fed rate cuts will probably have to hold it beyond this year's corn harvest. Gringo says there's lots of easy credit down in Mexico. Now even a shoeshine boy can get a loan for a new car. I thought you were going to save for a new stand. Enron. Thank you, Gil. The average Mexican citizen facing spiraling food costs doesn't seem to care about housing prices or rallies in the Mexican stock exchange. First of all, they're probably living in a cardboard box anyway. Will Americans be facing this situation at some point in time in the future? The cardboard boxes, I mean. Consider that over the past decade, a few billion new capitalists began their quest to achieve Western living standards. They're going to demand energy and industrial metals on an unprecedented scale, and the best way for investors to benefit from this trend is to own shares in the companies fulfilling this demand. Oh, yeah, right. This capitalist revolution is well underway. Nothing short of an economic meltdown is going to stop it. Just in case the economic machine that funds mortgage payments and all other manners of debt begins to sputter, central banks are going to slash interest rates yet again. You wait and see. But unlike the 2001 to 2003 series of rate cuts, long-term rates are more likely to increase as CPI fears mount. That's consumer price index, causing demand for long-term bonds to dry up. And if that occurs, my friends, the U.S. Federal Reserve would implement Chairman Bernanke's well-outlined unconventional monetary policies, he calls them. That's going to involve a new role for the Fed, buyer of last resort for bonds of any maturity. Unless you think the Fed could ever run out of money, check to see what institution guarantees the value of the Federal Reserve notes sitting in your wallet. You see, if necessary, the Fed can use its ability to create an unlimited amount of this paper to keep the debt pyramid solvent. And my friends, if that scenario were to develop, the U.S. dollar would quickly be added to the history's long list of worthless paper currencies. Give us the Amero! Save us! We want the Amero! For under the status quo, the U.S. dollar's rate of decay will depend on public perception of inflation. And perceptions, my friends, are likely to worsen after this year's corn crop. Duly noted. This day, well, consider, my friends, that the global economy now floats on a sea of paper money. This grand monetary experiment has been in place for only a few decades. A mere tick in the clock of civilization. We now know how this show ends, however. Having seen previews in the Weimar Republic of Germany and several banana republics. And so I ask you, Dow 100,000, will the price of gold ultimately increase from its current $650-some-odd an ounce value to $3,000 an ounce? According to our author, he says, yes, I expect that it will. But a better way to frame this large number is to flip the ratio from dollars per ounce to ounce per dollars. Dan Amos. Interesting words. Think about it. Think about the numbers. People actually predicting a Dow 100,000. But in order for that to happen, we'd be paying $4 million for a house. Approximately. Something is grossly wrong here. So you see, it's much easier to take Canada, the United States, and Mexico and combine it into a single borderless society with a single currency. Who knows? Maybe we'll even get a singular stock market. Woo, baby. We're certainly well in line for a singular currency. 2 days ago, Richard Russell, writing in his Dow Theory letters, says there are four kinds of gold, or better yet, non-gold people. And I want you to give this some serious consideration. The first kind are, they know nothing about gold and never even think to ask. The second kind of people, they know a little bit about gold, but can't afford to put it. I haven't changed anything, man. I don't know how I can change it. I've not changed voice. I've not changed. I've not adjusted a bit of sound. Well, then I guess I'm going to hang up and call back on the phone. There's nothing else we can do. All right, fine. Okay. Well, we are apparently having some sound problems, so during the break I'll probably have to call back in. We're not going to get all of this spit out today. But once again, there are four kinds of gold or non-gold people. Those who know nothing about gold, never even think to ask. Those who know a little about gold but can't afford to buy any. The third type, they trade small amounts of gold, but as soon as gold moves up or down $5 or more, they sell it or they're stopped out, which means they probably had a margin call. And the fourth of the so-called gold bugs, the small minority who understand gold and money, and adhere to a policy of accumulating gold. And I, like Richard Russell, am in category number four. And we're going to share with you some of the reasons, even though we may not be able to spit it all out during this hour. Let's say we are having some technical sound difficulties. I don't know if Skype is in an overload situation or if somebody's deciding to play Mammy Jammer with our voice tonight. Who knows? The great majority of investors don't understand bull markets nor the concept of the primary trend. When the primary trend of an item turns up, whether it be stocks, commodities, agriculturals, precious metals, we call that a bull market. Now, there are small, medium, and large bull markets, and once the primary trend of a category turns bullish, there is no way of knowing beforehand how big the coming bull market is fated to be, nor exactly what the path the bull market will take. We do know that in major bull markets, there are psychological or sentimental phases The first phase of a bull market is the accumulation phase. This is the early phase where informed investors accumulate an item because they know the item is underpriced, that the item is underused or simply not understood. And the second phase of the bull market, usually the longest phase, sees the professionals, the funds, the big money, the smartest of the public taking positions in the item. The second phase tends to be characterized by many reactions, corrections, adverse news events that cause the public to dump the item. And when we come back from this break, we'll try to finish hammering through as much as we possibly can of this. Stand by. See you on the flip side.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Dum 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 do you all. Ooh yeah 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 yeah. Oh 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 oh. Only the lonely. Only the lonely.
And he has to wind down the weekend with a little Roy Orbison, which is maybe when I get off the air, I'm going to whip out Roy Orbison and listen. Hey, thanks for being with me this hour. We're going to finish trying to get through some more of the commentary from Richard Russell, talking about the 4 different types of gold buyers, per se, or the 4 different types of people. We talked about the first and second phase of a bull market. He says the third phase of a bull market is the speculative phase. Here we see rising volume, the wholesale entrance of the public, accompanied by news and endless hype by Wall Street so-called experts. People who wouldn't touch the item during the first and second phases are now enthusiastic buyers. The third phase sees systematic distribution by the early first phase buyers. Third phase buying can easily turn to hysteria and madness. Toward the end of the third phase, we see hints of the beginning of the next primary bear market. And so the question I pose you with, do all bull markets progress as described above? The answer? Almost all major bull markets do. Doesn't matter if you're talking gold, silver, the stock market, the dot-coms, whatever. You see, it's a judgment as to whether an ongoing bull market is fated to become a major bull market or not. There ain't no definitive answer to that question, however. So we talk a little bit about the current bull market in gold. It's a bull market that began in August of 99 when gold reached a price of $252 an ounce. Now, gold is the most emotional of all items, loved by much of mankind, hated by certain elements, including governments and, oy vey, central banks. And because gold is real money and because gold is collected, traded, and accumulated by millions of people the world over, gold bull markets tend to be big bull markets, ladies and gentlemen. So you have to think about these things. Now, the gold bull market that began in 1999 has already taken up gold nearly... what? 300%. Well, we saw $734 an ounce recorded in May of last year. But what's so interesting about the ongoing gold bull market is that neither the public nor the funds have entered the picture. In fact, most people really have no idea that gold is in a primary gold bull market. This despite the fact that since 1999, gold has consistently outperformed the Dow and the Standard & Poor's. Did you hear me? Since 1999, ladies and gentlemen, gold has consistently outperformed the Dow and the S&P 500. Russell goes on to say that, I believe the gold bull market is now in its very early second phase. Informed investors have already established healthy positions in gold. He thinks that a very minor sector of the investing public has begun to take some kind of a position, either in gold or gold stocks or maybe an ETF or a gold fund. But nevertheless, it's still unusual today to find an individual as any kind of a position in gold. And ladies and gentlemen, even though we've been in a corrective phase since May of last year, this backing and filling has served to discourage many Johnny-come-latelys and in-and-out traders. And yet gold still remains at what Richard Russell believes is at its bargain phase below 734. But what about the future? Well, I think you're going to have to wait until next week for us to discuss that issue. Because the future in gold is all important. You see, almost all big, and I mean huge, bull markets, and I believe gold is in one, ultimately moves into a third speculative phase. It lies ahead, but it's down the road a few years, maybe three, maybe five, doesn't matter. The longer the time elapses prior to the entrance of the third phase, the bigger the third phase for gold is fated to be. Where will you be positioned? How many of your friends own gold? How many of you own gold? 1-800-691-7898. You want to pick up the phone and give Robbie Noel and myself a call. It's time for me to go. The Music Man says so. On behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. I'll see you on Monday.